what we learned investigating the death of Chicano student activist Oscar Gomez.
It sounds like you ran almost every theory to its end.
Binge all 8 episodes of Imperfect Paradise, The Forgotten Revolutionary, wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a boo-boo? Call Dr. Jellyfish. This is Sandra Tsingla with The Lowdown on Science. Our amazing skin, it covers our whole body, protecting us from germs and damage. How do we pay it back? With cuts, scabs, and wounds. Is there a way to help our skin heal? Enter Nayeli Rodriguez Fuentes from the Yucatan Center for Scientific Research in Mexico. The upside-down jellyfish found in the Gulf of Mexico caught her team's attention. Its skin is very similar to ours. Researchers wondered, could this be a recipe for healing? First, they went jellyfishing on a Yucatan beach. They freeze-dried and bleached the jellies. This transformed the jellyfish skin into a flexible, porous material called a scaffold. Scientists then tested if human skin cells would survive on a jellyfish scaffold. Results? The human skin cells loved their new home. After a week, the number of cells increased twofold. Rodriguez Fuentes hopes to use this skin-growing process to treat diabetic foot ulcers and other conditions. So, jellyfish to soothe the skin? Jelly donuts to soothe the soul. Sounds about right.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with UC Irvine and 89.3 KPCC, with support from the Fuse Family Foundation and W.W. Norton's The Mad Woman and the Roomba by Sandra Singh Lowe. Support comes from Ciclovia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclovia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclovia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.